Basically, what they expected is I had to have a room with a door that I could lock, shelves that are at least 6 inches off the floor.
We're here at IPS 14, visiting their food pantry.
The day before the day of caring, Community Health Network was our day of caring person, and I was just excited about this idea, shared it when I was at the professional beggar, shared it at the meeting with all of them, and they're like, well, let's put that on the list of just in case. They were planning to send me 250 volunteers. They sent me 300, so I ran out of stuff for them to do. So we ended up doing this room. So these brown shelves were in our library that we weren't using, so they pulled those back in here. There's a lip at the bottom that was just at 6 inches, so I could use those.
Yes.
One of the people that was here is the person at Community Health Network that does all of their storage. So if the hospital's not using it anymore, they send it back to them. So they went back and got me the green cabinets over here, which is perfect because one of the questions that you'll be asked when you become a food pantry is not what are you going to do if you get critters, it's what you're going to do when you get critters. Mickey visits us often. So things that mice really like, I'm able to put in that cabinet and close the cabinet so they're not able to get in. And then we actually found this one in the back of a closet here that it just kind of got thrown in there, and it was horribly ugly. So one of the volunteers came in and actually fixed it, so it was actually working again. Somebody else there said, I have a refrigerator in my garage. They left and went and got it. And then the volunteers, when they come in, because I share the information with all the volunteers when they come in, professional beggar. The Heart Hospital sent us this one, and that one came from one of our doctors that came in to volunteer to sort.
Wow.
Community Health Network has a program, the Community 360. Anyone that is management or above are asked to do at least one program per quarter to volunteer. And they give them, here's this whole list of places you can go. I got put on the list. So every Friday I get anywhere from 4 to 6 volunteers that come in for 2 hours and they do the sorting.
Wow.
Because I'm a big goofball, they say that they send everybody over here and everybody wants to come back. And I'm like, works for me. So in here is sent to be more of a grocery store itself. It's too small to send the clients in. So they have their own shopping list. So as our families come in, I ask them to fill this out. Usually I'm the first person they see. So we actually set this in the hall. They come in, they sign themselves in. We ask very little, actually the minimum, which is what Gleaners asked for, is that circle that you're a household. How many people in your household between 0 and 5? How many 6 to 17? How many 18 to 64 and 65 plus? That's it. Mm-hmm. The requirement to be able to come into this is you have to be associated with School 14. Either you have a child in your household, you volunteer at School 14, or you're staff at School 14. As long as you're associated with School 14, you can use this pantry where every single Friday, we don't ask people to only do once a month, we are every Friday, and everybody can come in.
I got a question. Uh-huh. How much staff, what percent of staff is using this food pantry?
Very little. I do allow all of my volunteers to shop first. So that's one of the benefits of volunteering here, because you're going to work really hard for 2 hours. So we have several of our staff that actually come in and do the volunteering, so they take a little. The majority of my staff that actually use the pantry tend to be people like the custodians, the parent liaison, the secretary, people that when the school's closed, they don't get paid.
Yeah.
So this ends up making sure that they're okay at the same time. So very few of the staff actually use it, except for... I have a relationship with Urban Gardens, so I actually get their produce when it's actually in bloom. When I get a whole bunch of produce, I'm begging the staff, please take some stuff home.
That's right.
Because I don't want to make food go bad.
Oh, really? So you get a lot of produce?
Oh, yeah. Only in the summertime, only from
Urban
Gardens.
Sure. But yeah, you know, that. I mean, those are like prime time for some other food pantries. I mean,
yes.
Prime things.
And it's, you have to be willing to do the work that goes along with it.
Okay.
Because it comes from another garden itself.
Right.
So you have to be able to have the conversation with the clients when they come in.
Right.
And one of the reasons why a lot of pantries don't use fresh produce is all of our families don't know how to use it.
Sure.
So it ends up being wasted.
Right.
So it's luckily here we've got the relationship with the families that... We swap recipes on a regular.
Yeah.
Like, when we got eggplants, I had never cooked an eggplant
in
my entire life. And then somebody's like, oh, do them like you do with fried green tomatoes.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Tell everybody else. And so literally we'll pass around recipes and that sort of stuff.
Sure.
And because the families know me well enough, it's okay to be like, honey, it's free. Let's go.
Sure.
Let's just go experiment. And then they'll come back the next week. Oh, my God, the tomatoes were blah, 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 blah,
it's
blah.
Good.
And I was able to do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you have to be willing to do the work. And they're messy.
Yeah.
The food comes in dirty. It is picked that morning.
Fresh.
I couldn't figure out why our families weren't taking the corn last year because it was so good. Literally, you could just open it up and eat it right there without cooking it. It was so good. the families didn't know that the tusks are supposed to turn brown. So that's when they know that they're ripe. They thought that they had gone bad, and they saw the dirt on the outside and assumed that it was mold because all they ever seen them was at the grocery. So being able to be like, no, look, dust it off, let's open up, that's good corn. So a lot of it is you have to be willing to do the education with the families at the same time as well as to teach them at the same time.
Yeah, a couple questions. So how frequent do you do the food pantry?
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
I think 2 hours?
4:15 to 6 o'clock.
Okay, so just...
Okay.
Yeah. And our families tend to hit...
How many?
Most pantries have trained people that if you don't come in the beginning, you're not going to get anything. Where I try to make it a little easier so everybody can be here the whole time. So we get a huge rush at the beginning. We average anywhere from 35 to 55 families every Friday. We're servicing about 315 individuals.
So are they just like once a month, or they
every
can
week.
Come every
you
week?
You can come every week. And my goal is to make sure that everybody has at least 2 full meals in the household plus snacks.
Nice.
I actually grew up living off of food pantries because I came up with a very poor family. And I had this idea that I was hungry every day. So I should be able to provide food every day.
Right.
Obviously, I can't give you enough for 7 days, but at least I can make it into a supplement.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to make sure families can come every week, that they can get enough food to at least fill your belly for a little while.
On the average, how many hours a week do you invest operating a food pantry?
In the beginning, a lot. Until I figured out my system. Once I figured out my system and I got a really good set of volunteers...
Yeah.
I run it for 2 hours. It probably, I will spend about an hour and a half with the group that's doing sorting, but I'm able to run in and out from there. And I spent about an hour and a half to go pick up the food. That's it on a week.
So
maybe about 6 hours, 6-7 hours.
As far as the families are concerned, are they really appreciative or?
Yeah.
You really think it's really in need in this area?
Yes, very much so. When we first started the pantry, when you're at a school, it's always about your administrator. My previous administrator was not the most positive person in the world and was not happy that we decided to do this.
Yeah.
And so he was using almost any excuse to be able to close the doors. He required that the kids had to be here and they couldn't miss a day. And if they had any discipline issues, they couldn't use the pantry. And I'm like, okay, I will make this work.
Yeah.
So it was interesting is that I would go out and the families were waiting and I'd be like, all right, look, guys, you know I want to be able to serve you. If these things happen, I can't do this any longer. So the families started screening each other. Usually in all the flyers that I come out, when people are like, well, what do you require? Most pantries are like, well, here's your ID, here's your social security card. Like, let me see your smile, and we're good.
Wow.
And so having that base of all we're asking for, families have been great.
That's good.
In the 2.5 years, I have had 2 ugly moments. It's almost become a running joke within the pantry. Somebody came in and was mad because he thought that somebody got cut in front of him. And poor guy, he caught me on a really bad day. My daughter was actually running the front.
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm with Community Health Network, and today I'm volunteering at one of the IPS schools in their food pantry. I like to give my time to give back to others, especially those children and their families in need of food, you know, one of the basic essentials that we all take for granted sometimes. So I want to spend my time here today volunteering and giving back to others in the community that are maybe less fortunate than myself.
Yes. Do you have any encouragement to our listeners?
You know, I would just say, you know, it doesn't take that much to volunteer. It's not very time consuming. It certainly gives you a good feeling when you leave. And it's just a small thing that we can do to help out others. So I would encourage other people to do it as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hope that gives you a snapshot of an IPS food pantry. And also... there are so many things that we can do together, and we can tackle hunger together. God bless you.